Carl, 27-10 in the end up, victory, 2 points on the board. Get your foot on the game?
Yeah, I was obviously made up to walk away with the 2 points, but more so our defence. You know, the pitch is ridiculously wide and we went down to 11 men. You know, we didn't panic. You know, seen the two sloppy tries, but the talk was good. We adapted to the 11 men quite well, you know. Crookie ropes, newts. Our game management by our call was brilliant. We wasted time. We took two, we got a one. And, you know, we just pulled through that difficult 15 minutes, but I thought, you know, all game we were comfortable.
Yeah.
Somehow I look at the thing, at the score, tight game, and, you know, you run a bit with them two tries at the beginning of the first half, but, you know, them boys put up a good effort from both sides, especially in the weather there at times.
Yeah, definitely. I said all week, you know, watching their videos, they'll never go away. You know, I've watched three or four of their games, and, you know, whether they've got beat by two or got beat by 20, they just never went away. And even in the last couple of seconds, they just kept running at us, and we knew that was coming all day, so, you know, I thought we did well to deal with it.
Yeah. You mentioned they're going down to 11, you know, it's not something you plan for in training through the week, but you say you're adapted well, and, you know, despite considering the two tries, that they were pretty quick, and in the remaining 6-7 minutes, like you say, you're adapted well.
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of weeks ago, when they scored two and we were in 11 men, we'd have folded. But, you know, the talk throughout all weekend was brilliant, more so on the pitch. I've never been around that much talk on the field in the last four or five games, so, you know, we're improving every week, and I knew it would come when pre-season was difficult, so, you know, it's a good result.
Yeah. Long track today, especially you come down yesterday, and but got to be proud of the boys, especially after making that long trek and, you know, not being in a different environment compared to what they're normally used to.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we adapted to the pitch quite well. You know, I think we played the game at our pace, and we quickened it up when we could and slowed it down when we had to. You know, we had the perfect preparation this week. We come down yesterday, you know, the boxing was on last night, we just chilled out, enjoyed each other's company, and, you know, we come down here with the right mindset today to get the 2 points and job done.
Yeah. Seeing yourself a bit hobbling there and a few other injuries picked up, obviously playing on a 4G pitch is going to be bleeding knees, but anything to report?
No, until we see on Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, I don't know anything that's gone wrong anywhere.
And yourself, obviously you're hobbling there, but obviously is that going to be wait and see how you are later on?
Yeah, I just felt something in the warm up. I just felt something in my hamstring, but, you know, there's nothing that, you know, you couldn't deal with and strap up, so no, I think I'll be alright.
And of course, looking ahead to next week, gets easier in this league, doesn't it? Welcome to Rondo, who 76-0 winners yesterday.
Yeah, obviously, you know, they're playing London Scholars playing a 3G pitch, and I think that'll suit Toronto down to the ground, where, you know, they got on our sloppy field, and, you know, we've just got to make it tough for them. It'll be totally different for their players to come down to our ground and experience our pitch, because we trained on it the other night, and we struggled to get a foot in it, so I think it'll be a total different game come this weekend.
Yeah, of course, you've seen the boggy field they play against Siddle, and it was a very tight game there. Should be open for another tight affair.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just going to be a forwards battle next week. You know, it won't be one for expansive rugby and all that, because we've not been able to train with no defensive front runners with it. So, you know, it's just going to be a tough game next week, and be a forwards battle in my opinion.
And of course, it's been a few years since the television cameras have been down the recreation ground, but obviously with Premier Sports covering the game, we've got the telecameras down, and it's going to be another exciting game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we won't be thinking about any of that, and we'll just prepare like we're going to prepare for any other game. So, you know, we won't be distracted by it. It's nice to have it, nice to, you know, showcase what we've got to offer, but no, that'll be in the back of our minds.
Right, mate. Well, well done on the result today, 27-10, as I said earlier on. Have a good journey back, and I'll speak to you next week.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for coming. Cheers.